News.
It's 10 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Christine Hoffman with 91X News. May 2nd is fast approaching and election talks around us. James Hale of Elections Canada explains how people can get their vote in even if they're not living in their hometown.
Vote by special ballot. For example, if people are for a wintertime election, for example, if a Canadian elector is outside the country, down south or something like that, or you know, if you're in another part of the country, you can vote in where your ordinary residence is by requesting a special ballot from Elections Canada. You complete the special ballot and you mail it to Elections Canada here in Ottawa by 6 o'clock Eastern Time on voting day, and it gets counted.
New Democrat leader Jack Layton says Stephen Harper is playing political games with the election platform the Conservatives released today. Layton points out that the $2.2 billion payment to Quebec in HST compensation wasn't in Harper's recent budget, but it's in the Conservative platform.
He's dangling things at the time of an election that he refused to deal with when he was dealing with the budget just a few weeks ago in the House of Commons. I guess this is to be expected from Stephen Harper. It's the old partisan games once again.
Layton says Harper had the opportunity to cost out the HST compensation and faster elimination of the deficit in his budget, but he only discovered these new ideas during the election. Runners, tighten your laces. Quinte West is introducing a 5-kilometer route to its May 1st half marathon. The new route begins in Centennial Park, stretching to the scenic waterfront trail and marina. 250 people participated in last year's inaugural event, raising over $17,000 for the Trenton Memorial Hospital Foundation. The 23-year-old Burlington woman who conned money out of people by faking cancer is not going to jail, but Ashley Curlow is now serving part of her conditional sentence in a psychiatric ward. She was given a 15-month conditional sentence yesterday, with 10 months to be served under house arrest and 5 months under curfew. The judge says he thinks Curlow, who shaved her head and plucked her eyebrows to appear to be undergoing treatment, can be rehabilitated. The United States needs a strong wrangler to stop these big boys, and it's not going to be easy. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has fired up a new electric barrier to prevent Asian carp and other fish from making their way into the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River watersheds. The $19 million barrier near Chicago emits 15 electrical pulses per second to repel fish and shock those that venture too close. The device is meant to keep huge Asian carp from invading the Great Lakes and starving out native fish. Ontario's unemployment rate rose to 8.1% last month. That's up from 8% in February. Statistics Canada says 63,000 new full-time jobs in Ontario were mostly offset by the loss of 58,000 part-time employment positions. Nationally, the jobless rate edged down 0.1% to 7.7% last month. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Leah Vandenberg with sports.
Rory McIlroy is back in the lead at the Masters. He is 8-under through 4, pulling ahead of KJ Choi, who has dropped back to 7-under through 12. Alvaro Quiroz is tied for second at 7-under through 11, and Canadian Mike Weir bogeyed the first two holes and is now 6-over. The Ottawa Senators are sticking with their man. General Manager Brian Murray has agreed to a 3-year contract despite a poor season on the ice. Ottawa spent most of the year in the Eastern Conference basement. There's no immediate word on the future of head coach Corey Clouston. The 12-person jury deciding the fate of baseball star Barry Bonds was sealed off in a jury room this morning. Prosecutors and defense lawyers wrapped up their closing arguments yesterday. Bonds is charged with 3 counts of lying to a grand jury and a count of obstruction. He denied he knowingly took steroids and said no one other than his doctors gave him an injection. He can face up to 21 months in jail. The Wellington Dukes are hosting Oakville tonight in Game 3 action of the CJHL Buckland Cup. They will be on the road Sunday for Game 4. The Alliston Hornets stung the Picton Pirates in Game 1 action of the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. The Pirates will travel to Alliston on Sunday for Game 2. The Edmonton Oilers are the only Canadian NHL team in action tonight when they host the Minnesota Wild. There are 10 games across the board. The Blue Jays are seeing red on former team member Vernon Wells. They're in Anaheim tonight to play a 3-game series against the Angels. That's sports. Here's Christine Hostler with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 11. Tonight, clearing and a low minus 3. Saturday, sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the evening and a high of 14. Sunday, cloudy and a 60% chance of showers, a low of 4, high 15. And Monday, 60% chance of showers, a low 14 and a high of 16. Right now it's 10 degrees. I'm Christine Hostler with Leah Vandenberg. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.